Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. With the Federal Reserve System so much in the news these days, let's take a look at the Utah Franklin Roosevelt nominated to head the central bank in 1934, Mariner S. Eccles. Only a few years earlier, Eccles, the son of Scottish immigrants, had demonstrated his financial and administrative acumen by successfully shepherding a group of banks organized under the auspices of the First Security Corporation through the initial years of the Great Depression. Such skills did not go unnoticed in Washington. As early as 1933, Eccles became a frequent visitor to the nation's capital, providing advice, attending conferences, and testifying before Congress about economic matters. By 1934, Treasury Secretary Henry Morgenthau had lured the Utah banker to Washington as his special assistant, and Eccles immediately became involved in drafting the Federal Housing Act and advocating for public works programs and deficit spending. Within a few months of setting himself up at Treasury, Eccles found himself facing yet another career change. Eugene Black, governor of the Federal Reserve Board, had resigned his post, and President Roosevelt had put the Utah businessman's name forward as Black's replacement. By 1935, with his nomination ratified by the Senate, Eccles unveiled his plans for a reformed and refashioned Federal Reserve system that established the central bank's independence from the Treasury Department. Eccles remained at the helm of the Federal Reserve through the rest of the Depression and World War II. In 1944, Eccles represented the U.S. at the Bretton Woods Conference, where the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund were created. Shortly after Harry Truman declined to reappoint Eccles as chair of the Fed, the Utahn resigned his post on the board and returned west to resume his work in the banking industry. He died in 1977. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.